This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
On today's podcast, Chris, you've got a strange obsession.
I'm so obsessed. Like, it's crazy. I'm dreaming about it.
She's staring at me a lot from the other side of the room, James.
Oh, can you feel that on your leg?
If it's a cold sweat from myself, yes.
Okay, this is the Triple Threat Podcast. Christina, you have worked out, you've recently found out that you have a surprising obsession.
I'm shocked at myself, guys. I'm shocked at myself. So you boys know, well, I think you know. If you don't know by now, then what have you been doing the last year and a half? I don't watch reality TV. Do you guys know that?
No.
Yeah. Ish.
No, I haven't cared enough to ask.
But just like in conversation, like you guys were talking about The Bachelorette this morning and Gogglebox, and I haven't watched any of them.
Well, I was not talking about either of them. James is talking about them to me.
He was. It was a one-way conversation. Prue did have something to say. I wouldn't have a clue. Have never watched The Bachelor, never watched anything. Mm-hmm. Don't know any of them, right? And I'm not really interested. I don't know. It's just not my thing.
Okay.
This season, I know someone on The Biggest Loser.
Oh.
So one of... What?
No, I can see where this is going.
So a girl that I used to work with, her partner's on The Biggest Loser.
Yep.
And...
Amazing.
She was like, oh, everyone, you know, so-and-so's on The Biggest Loser. I'm like, oh, okay. So maybe, you know, I'll watch a couple of episodes. Because, you know, purely because I know this guy. Hmm. I am so obsessed with it now. It is ridiculous.
Christina, I'm going to pull you up.
I'm so obsessed.
You said your obsession had nothing to do with food.
That's true. They did have a challenge last night and they ate hot dogs. And I was like, oh, yeah. They looked really good. They had like 540 calories.
I don't know if that's a big number or not.
Yeah. I have become obsessed, like ridiculously obsessed. And I can't work out whether I'm obsessed with the show or it's because I know the guy on it. I'm pretty sure it's the guy because I'm rooting for him. And anytime something happens and like the other, because he's on the red team, right?
Yep.
And on the other teams, like they keep, you know, cutting to them there and the red team's winning everything. So I'm just like, oh yeah. And the other teams are like, oh, the red team's really in it to win. We didn't think it would. It's like, guys, this freaking game, like of course they're in it to win. And I'm so like caught up.
You're
in
emotionally
it.
Invested.
I'm this so invested. And I have never cared about it. I don't think I've cared about anything since Cosima DeVito got kicked off Australian Idol, like in the first season. I think that's the last reality TV show I watched.
Guys, I have to retire with my nose.
Because of her nodules.
My nodules.
So what was that, like 2001? Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like I was so upset. Remember when she did Predictable by Delta Goodrum? Like that is the only time.
I love that song.
That I have cared about reality television. And then when Cosima went, it's like, oh my goodness. But now I'm back. And I'm so obsessed, like I missed an episode the other day and I had to look on Facebook to make sure he wasn't, like I looked at her Facebook, I looked at his, like I looked at the Biggest Loser, I was like, please God don't have evicted him because if he's gone.
Then you won't have a reason to watch it anymore.
I won't watch it because I really am only caring about him.
You will though, watching it.
And then he said, so he's been with my friend for 9 years and he said that if he got down to 99 kilos, he was going to marry her.
Oh.
I was like, oh my God, I'm going to go to a wedding. I'm going to go to a wedding because he's going to get down to 99. But then what if he gets evicted? And then last night he didn't eat any of the junk food. And I'm just so like, okay. Oh my gosh.
What's the guy's name?
Rob.
Okay, Rob.
I love it because he gave himself an out of commitment. He goes, yes. Oh, no, I just can't get under the... He's just hovering at 100 kilos just in case.
Yeah.
They, changes his mind.
Yeah. Because they have been together for so long and we've just been like, when are you going to get married? They've been engaged forever.
When I win The Biggest Loser.
So now, yeah, and I just... Like, what if he doesn't win?
Look,
I'm going to be so upset. And then what if we... Oh, my goodness. And then hold on. What if we go to the wedding and then, like, it's a new idea and then me and my friends are a new idea. Well, that's not the greatest.
But I just want to meet us in a women's magazine. Talking
surprising obsessions.
Surprising obsessions. Because Christina is obsessed with The Biggest Loser.
I'm obsessed.
Because you've got a friend on there.
Because I've got a friend on it. I'm obsessed. I'm so obsessed. I'm like, how much weight did he lose this week? Has he been working hard?
Now, I haven't got a surprising obsession myself, but I have to deal with one in my household.
Mm-hmm.
My girlfriend is obsessed with Catfished. The TV show. Yeah.
A bit weird if they're obsessed with catfishing.
No, not catfishing. No.
I was like, get a life.
Not. Hey, there's a lot of hillbillies who enjoy that, okay? it's where like people are pretending to be somebody else on the internet and then they catch up with them. Every time I come home, it's on the TV.
Wow.
I don't know what that is.
It's a TV show where they follow people who are being catfished. Do you know what catfishing is?
No idea.
Okay, just explained it.
Catfishing is people pretending to be somebody else.
Oh, I was checking our Facebook.
So it's basically online dating is what it is.
See, reality, not interested.
Okay.
I'm not interested in any of them except for this season of The Biggest Loser.
Okay, well, the other day I was listening to Jackson Greta on Monday night afternoon, drive show. You can hear it here. And they were talking a lot about The Bachelorette.
That is one that people are going nuts for.
And so I was watching Gogglebox. And they were watching The Bachelorette.
See, this is just ridiculous. It's getting ridiculous
now. And now I'm obsessed with The Bachelorette. I haven't even watched it yet. But I've watched it on Gogglebox.
But
and I've watched them watch it.
Are
and
you
now I'm obsessed with it.
Are you obsessed through watching it through Gogglebox?
Well, I don't need to watch it because I'm listening to Jackson Greta talk about it. And then I watch it on Gogglebox. It's like I don't need to watch it anymore. And it's commercial free. Like, it's fantastic. And it's with all the commentary.
I know people who were that obsessed with it, they got a job on the show.
Yeah, I've heard of those people too.
Yeah.
Is that Prue?
Imagine working on that. No, Prue doesn't work on the show. Imagine working on that show. It'd be insane.
It was.
Well, you've worked in TV shows, Jess.
Yes.
Are you actually obsessed with reality TV?
I work in reality TV.
Mm-hmm.
I hate it.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.